First, some plastic bag history. A few years back, the legislature put in place a ban on local plastic bag regulations while the state studied rules in other places. In cities like Washington, D.C., stores and restaurants must charge a fee for every plastic bag customers carry away. Although Florida's study was completed more than 4 years ago, local governments' hands are still tied when it comes to restricting plastic bag use. And Osceola County Commissioner Brandon Arrington says he wishes he could.
I think any movement in that direction, or any first step, to be honest with you, would be a welcome sign from local government.
Arrington says, for one thing, there's the litter issue. He cringes thinking of a chain link fence he regularly drives past that's covered in bags from a nearby shopping center. Besides being unsightly, he says the bags cost local governments that must clean them out of storm drains.
You'd be amazed at how often a pipe can get clogged by a plastic bag that has drifted into a culvert, had grass help grow around, and it will later become the preventative measure, or the measure that creates localized flooding.
The bill, sponsored by Miami Senator Dwight Bullard, would have allowed cities and counties to pass carry-out bag rules if they wanted to. But to keep uniformity for statewide chain stores, the bill said they'd all have to use the same rule. No plastic bags allowed, and a 10-cent charge for every paper bag, with the goal of encouraging reusable bag use. Unloading a cart full of plastic bags in front of a Tallahassee Public store recently, Joel Leone says he owns several of the reusable ones, but never remembers them.
Yeah, I would remember if I got charged 10 cents every time I came here.
He says that's a great idea for reducing customers' carbon footprint. Across the parking lot, Alex Maychek is putting plastic bags full of groceries in her car. She says she also supports the idea of outlawing plastic and charging for paper.
Yeah, I mean, like, 20 or 30 cents, I don't, because paper bags are usually bigger anyway, so I feel like having to pay like an extra 30 cents shouldn't really make a difference.
But walking past Maychek's car, Rondell Bennett and Patrick Ferris say they don't see the point of the legislation.
Like, what do plastic bags actually do to people?
Can we do something like important, like legalize weed or something? I really feel like that would help way more than paper bags. It will help. Like, there's people out there with cataracts, and y'all worrying about bags.
And customer James Stanford says he's not convinced the legislation would reduce litter.
I use plastic bags for trash cans at my house, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I feel like outlawing plastic bags or doing that, it would be bad, because we can use plastic bags for other reasons, other resources other than what we use for now.
That argument was echoed by Samantha Padgett, a Florida Retail Federation lawyer who testified against the bill Thursday. She says stopping people from getting plastic bags at a grocery store will mean they'll just have to buy them to line their garbage pails and scoop their pets' waste. But environmental groups testified the plastic bag recycling rate is so abysmal that they're much more likely to end up littering nature. But the bag debate will have to continue next year after Bullard withdrew the bill, knowing its House companion measure hasn't moved.
We talk about the notion of impact to water bodies all the time, especially in this committee, but we don't talk enough about the human impact on those water bodies and how we can do a better job of mitigating that impact.
Kissimmee Democratic Senator Darren Soto offered Bullard a suggestion for next time. Take out the 10-cent paper bag charge and instead offer stores a tax credit to stop offering plastic ones. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.